This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. CVS and Neiman's are building new stores near downtown Macomb. Meanwhile, several large buildings remain vacant on the east side of town. I talked to Mayor Mike Immond to get an update on efforts to fill those spaces. The former Farm King building has sat vacant for years after the retailer moved into a new building on East Jackson Street. And more recently, struggling retailers Kmart and JCPenney closed their stores in Macomb, leaving behind shuttered buildings. Mayor Mike Inman says the city is working with the Macomb Area Economic Development Corporation to find new businesses.
I can tell you that as recently as just a couple of months ago, we had a lead through the Farm King building. I can also tell you that there's an active prospect at the Kmart building. We can also tell you that we continue to work with a developer who's had shown some interest in the past, and the former JCPenney's building. All those are right at the front of the burner as far as we're concerned, and getting those spots in front of folks so that they can get us development plans and get them occupied.
The prospects for some of these buildings, I imagine you can't say who you're talking to or even what type of business.
Since there's no city money involved at this point, it's not really a matter of public record. And often is the case in these types of development, they're business, private business. And when we speak with them, we're often asked to keep our conversations confidential. And that's a bit tough once in a while. You know, I look back on our McAllister's project, for example, and that word was out on the street, and we were still held bound by a confidentiality agreement with them. And so it was a little difficult when people would ask, say, well, I hear McAllister's is coming, and knowing full well that that was correct, we have to respect the relationship we have, because quite honestly, if we get a reputation of not being able to hold those things in confidence, we just won't be seen as a community that's willing to work with business. And it's not about doing behind the scenes deals or smoke and mirrors or anything like that. It's really an understanding that these are private business decisions, and they have to be treated in that way unless there are public dollars involved. And then if that's the case, then we have to get those in front of the council. Sometimes we can do that publicly, other times we're asked due to the competitive nature of retail and competitive nature of the restaurant business and things like that. It's often the way the world works in that. And I know, having been exposed to it for the last 7 to 10 years, it's sometimes frustrating because you want to share good news, but in the same vein, you don't want to jeopardize that good news coming to fruition. So.
How are you feeling about some of these prospects, or is it too soon to say? I mean, do you have a feel for whether you're close?
I think some of them I could say that we are, and I'd hesitate to say which ones those are right now. You know, I know that many folks in the community are concerned about our large square footage vacant properties. You named a few of them earlier, and we are too, because as those properties sit, it tends to cast a bit of a shadow over the economic prospects of the community, and as we're hearing here, that's not necessarily always the case. And that's what we continue to encourage people to remain positive, knowing full well that we are doing everything we can to keep those buildings up on the radar of potential developers, both locally and regionally as well as nationally.
Are you finding it difficult to market an empty building? I mean, we see CVS building new. Mm-hmm. We see Neiman's tearing down and rebuilding.
Right.
So is there a challenge with renovating an old space at all? Or?
Well, I think anybody that's ever been in the house business, a house buying business, knows that there's a certain advantage to buying a brand new home versus a home that is a bit of a, say, fixer-upper, but it's about the economics of it in a retail setting as well as buying that house. And if you can go in and get done what you want to get done in an existing building for at or less cost than building new, I think that is every bit as much a deciding factor when it comes to retail development as it is into buying a house. I would tell you that, for example, I know, and I'm reluctant to use brand names here, but you know, some folks have suggested that a certain a retailer that has a trademark that looks like a bullseye should go in the former Kmart building. And what I would tell them, based on our experience, is that that brand does not go in existing and into an existing building rehab it. They build new. So I would tell you that although we may have had discussions with that brand, we already know that they're not going to go repopulate an existing 90,000 square foot store when most of those construction projects for that brand are in the 70,000 square foot range new construction. We wouldn't necessarily say we'd be wasting our time, but we know that the outcome is likely thanks, but not interested in that. But there's any number of brand name stores that go in a, it's called second tier, where they go in and remodel a second building. And I would ask some folks as they maybe drive around other communities where they've seen some new development as close as maybe within 50 to 70 miles of here, where the, well, that kind of looks like an old Walmart or that kind of looks like an old Kmart, but there, now there's Brand X Sporting Goods and Brown B Office Supply all occupying that same space with their branded facade, but it's really one big 90 square foot building that's been chopped up. I think that is a potential for any number of these larger size buildings we have vacant. And please don't read anything into that. I'm just saying that those are examples that we are pursuing, and you might expect to see some outcome from those kind of things.
That is Macomb Mayor Mike Inman. He says city leaders travel throughout the region and the nation to promote Macomb and the retail spaces that are available. And he urges patience. Inman says it took 3 years from the city's first conversations with McAllister's Deli to the time the restaurant opened its doors in Macomb. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.